was at the breakfast table this morning, and I read in the newspaper that more and more adults are living at home with their parents. That surprised me. I was like, Mom, did you read this? I couldn't believe it. So surprised I coughed Fruit Loops all over my bib. Came out all haphazardly. I'm joking. My mom read that for me. Sound it out. Sound it out. Maury and Maury. Adults. I don't like reading the newspaper. Because, first of all, it's hard. Also, they never wrap up a story on the front page. And I'm never curious enough to go inside to find out how anything ever ends. And after a 9-year trial, the jury finally came in with the verdict of continued on page 22, column C. I guess I'll never know. You ever see these people? I want to learn. I want to be a learner of things. What's going on? You put a picture of it on the front page. Reading's hard. You ever try that? No, I read good. Goodly. But I hate when you're trying to read something and you come across the expression, one thing led to another. What in the hell? What kind of lazy writing is that? Isn't that your job as the writer to tell me how this led to that? You can just throw that in there?
Adolf Hitler was rejected as a young man in his application to art school. One thing led to another. And the United States dropped 2 atomic bombs on the sovereign nation of Japan.
It's hard to read. I hate when a sentence drags on, because my brain can't handle a long sentence.
The corporation had originally decided that a restructuring of its charter should be preceded by a preliminary. What in the hell is going on?
Okay, here we go. All right. The corporation. Okay, the corporation. Put smokestacks on that. Had originally. Okay, this thing had before. I'm going to move that to the past, and that's a timeline. The smokestacks, they're not even here yet. It's a coming. The corporation had originally decided, hey, we better. I put little people in the window. Making decisions. Hey, we better. That's how I read in the library. Hey, smokestack. Hey. People are like, what are you doing? Trying to read. So I'm trying to learn how to read better, you know. I took a speed reading course, and not to brag, but my speed shot up to 43 pages a minute. But my comprehension plummeted. Take the good with the bad, man. I was flying. Sparks coming off the fingertips. In class, he's a rapid reader. Proud. I'm trying to learn how to read because read better. Because I hear it's like good for you or something. Anybody here? It's got a good reputation, right? Nobody ever bad mouths it. You never see a point counterpoint show about reading. And in the pro side of reading, like a professor with a bow tie. And in the opposite side, hey, let me tell you something. Reading don't never do nothing. Because if you did have a positive the book, and you looked at it, then you might not even know why you had to do that. I have nothing to add. I'd like to yield the remainder of my time to my opponent. In the interest of fairness, please. If reading makes you smart, then how come when you read a book, they have to put the title of the book on the top of every single page in that book? Does anyone ever get halfway through a book? What the hell am I reading? Oh, it's right there at the top. Okay. I forget again. Oh, it's right there. Woo! That is handy. Got him! I don't know what I'm... Yes, I do. Yes, I do now. That's good. I don't want to have to go all the way back to the cover. Okay. Didn't know what I was reading. Didn't know what I was reading. No, I was reading something. Didn't know what. Every page. Why? When you go to the movies, they don't put the title on the top of the screen. Planet of the Apes. Okay. I was seeing all these apes, and I'm thinking, what is going on? It's a planet of them. Okay. If the whole planet is of them, that explains these apes. Because I did some writing for that movie, the remake of Planet of the Apes, you know? I didn't write the script or anything, but I wrote some lines that they ended up not using. You don't know if they're going to use them or not. I wrote one line. I thought it would have been perfect. I don't know if anyone saw the movie. It's the scene where the ape general comes in and they're trying to decide if they should attack right then or wait until a little bit later. And I wrote, man, these bananas are good! Hey, but they didn't use it. All that research, huh? You know, a movie's not going to be good when the reviews they pick for the ads are like from really obscure publications, you know? Terrific, says the Hoboken Auto Trader. Thumbs up, says Chang's Chinese Takeout Menu. If a movie makes it really big, they do the obvious thing, right? They make an amusement park ride out of it. I've seen this all over the country. Batman, the ride. Superman, the ride. And the connection is obvious. You get off, man, that was just like the movie. Only the movie had a storyline and characters, and that was a little more like a roller coaster, but other than that. what in the hell did that have to do with that motion picture? They've tried a lot of movie rides. Some just way too scary, you know? JFK, the ride! I would never want to be a movie star, man. Not that I've been asked. Remember there was a plot to kidnap Russell Crowe? That's true. It was a kidnapping plot. For the life of me, I don't know how anyone would ever come up with an idea like that. Some guy sitting at his checkbook, you know, trying to pay bills. Honey, I don't know how we're gonna pay this Visa bill. Oh, yes, I do. What was a spark? I got that plan rolling. We're getting Crowe. How you gonna pull that off? Be like, maybe see him at a public event. Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Crowe. Just wondering if I can get an autograph. Yeah, all right, you got a pen? In my van. That's how kidnappers walk. I don't know enough things. That's why I hate going to parties, because everybody else seems to know stuff. You know how you're supposed to mingle around. You ever walk up to a group at a party and then you instantly find out they're talking about something that's way over your head? I never know what to do in that situation. I wish I knew how to say, I don't know what you're talking about. May I still stand here? I'm gonna start doing it. I was at a party and I walked up to these people and they were talking about art. And I don't know anything about art. So, of course, I said, oh, I love art. What museums have you been to? I have to go home now. I could not think of a single museum name. And I had just released I Love Art like a flock of doves. I don't know what to do. I'm standing there. And then I remembered I had read about a museum in France or something. So I figured I'm lying anyway. I might as well lie to get out of that first lie. There's nothing smarter than that technique. So I was like, well, I was in Paris. At the Louvre. Do you like Monet? I love Monet. In fact, I spent a lot of Monet when I was in Paris. Well, what's your favorite Cézanne? Winter. Ha ha ha!
Francis Bacon. I prefer Jimmy Dean pure pork sausage.
How do you decide if art is any good? Who's in charge of that, you know? Realistic art, you can tell because you can compare it to the real thing. Hey, there's a painting of a bowl of fruit. Hey, there's a real bowl of fruit. That's a great painting. I look just like a bowl of fruit. Everybody agrees and you move on. Man, a guy can paint some fruit. I look just like an apple. But abstract art, who decides if that's good or not? Like Picasso, he puts two eyes on the same side of the face. And if I were judging, I'd have to take points off. Pablo, look around. Does anyone have two eyes on the same side of the face? No, hence the low score. People say, well, that's just it, Brian. He sees things differently. Well, then he shouldn't be painting. I want to give him a camera because he's not even close on these images. Not sure if that's open-minded or not. I'm trying to be open-minded as I get older. I'm trying to do things I had never done. Like I recently went to three different ballets and I loved trying to learn how to like those a little bit. Three different ballets and they all had like the same story. So I wrote a ballet. I'm gonna submit it. This is the ballet I wrote. This man meets this woman. And he wants to marry her, but he can't marry her because she's already getting ready to marry somebody else. So they all dance around for a couple hours. I put in parentheses, do a lot of that up on the toe business. Which I seem to like to do. I've been to one opera, which I liked. I just didn't know what was going on. It was like another language or something like that. So I wish I would have an interpreter come out between the lyrics so you could follow the story, you know? Like the big guys out there. Body out of EO. Oh, he kind of likes her. Attention to him or anything. Buddy Adabo, something about his boot and a radiator. I wish I knew another language, me. I studied Spanish growing up in Miami, Florida, but I never saw any of the phrases applied that we learned. We never went to downtown Miami where the older Cuban men would play dominoes, drink Cuban coffee, and smoke cigars. They weren't saying the stuff that we had learned in Spanish class, you know. There are many books in the library. The tractor is red. I have a canary. And it is pretty. Pretty, pretty canary.
particularly. They are pretty.
I remember taking Spanish tests when I was in school. I would just take all the English words and add O to the end of them. I got an F-O. But you want to know, or else, you know, because you get in situations if you don't know. I recently went to the Burger King drive-thru, and I got talked into buying a franchise in Pensacola, Florida. I don't even know what happened. I'm at the window, yeah, I'd like a hamburger. Would you like franchise with that? In Pensacola? I would. Glad I had a coupon. 50 cents off. 50 cents. I don't even know English. I had a guy come up to me after a show, weirdest thing ever said to me. He goes, "You mispronounced every word in your show." If that is not the epitome of hyperbole. I'm trying to learn stuff, man. I'm watching TV, doing everything I can think of. I've been watching these law shows. The real law stuff. I never understand when they say, "A no-nonsense judge presided over the trial." A no-nonsense judge. As opposed to what? A typical judge, I guess, who starts a trial. Okay. I would like to begin by spinning the propeller on my beanie. You may have gathered I am a nonsense judge. If anyone says anything that makes sense, I'll overrule it. Let the nonsense begin. No, 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 no. What the hell are they talking about? I know judges are not allowed to give out cruel or unusual punishment. Cruel, of course, but unusual. I mean, who's to say? I'm sure some judges have bumped up against the line in that one. For your punishment, I want you to place a slice of bologna upon your face. Cut out the eye holes. Want you to put on some burlap shoes. Go to the local mall and begin yodeling. Objection, Your Honor, a bit unusual, don't you think? All right, 10 days in jail. You know what the lamest crime is? Loitering. Loitering. Can you imagine a guy with a 30-page rap sheet? That's all it says on there. Loitering, 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 loitering. This guy's got nowhere to go. Loitering, loitering, loitering. What do you do with a guy like that? Throw him in jail where he can't go anywhere? Loitering. Is something really a crime when it's remedied as easily as, "All right, move along"? And on the other end of the spectrum, I think the most horrible name for a crime has to be manslaughter.
damn. Can you please change the terminology? Can anything conjure up anything more hideous? So what are you in for? Manslaughter! Loitering. I'm like you, man. I live on the edge. They're like, you better move along. And I'm like, I don't think so. I was looking in the yellow pages under attorneys, you know. They take ads out and they list the things they deal with. I saw two ads right next to each other. One said slip and fall. The one next to it said slip, trip and fall. Could you trip and call the wrong guy? I tripped and I fell. We do slip and fall. Yeah, I tripped. We do slips. Slip and fall. And remember, I slipped at first. I remember thinking, hey, I'm predominantly slipping. And then you trip? Yeah. We don't do that. Some law firms deal with DUI. Then aggravated DUI. Do you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I know why you pulled me over. Some law firms deal with loss of limb, you know, which might be a legitimate case. But none of them deal with addition of limb. I mean, I know that would be unusual, but who would you call? I went into the hospital and they accidentally put an extra arm in the middle of my chest. We do loss of limb. The guy that took it from behind, he's gonna call you in a second, but... Can you help me? Let me give you a number to a malpractice attorney. Do you have a pen? Yeah, I'm holding a pen. And a paper. And a phone. Can I be so big? I served jury duty one time, and they would put us in the jury box and ask us questions, and if the lawyers didn't like your answer, they could kick you off and send you home. One of the questions was, have you ever been the victim of a crime? I realized very quickly everyone's trying to get out of jury duty, so everyone's trying to top each other so they get kicked off. It's like a game show. I'd never seen anything like this. Number one, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged three times, twice at knife point and once at gunpoint, and I had my car stolen from my driveway, and somebody took my pet from my yard, and somebody smacked me, and that made me cry. Okay, all right. I got you. All right, number two, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged five times, three times at knife point, and one time at gunpoint, and another time at another point. And I get carjacked every day. And when I walk my pets, people go, give me those! People are always hitting me with bricks. I'm always sobbing and weeping uncontrollably. Whoa, hey! Wow! All right. Hang on. Number three, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I mugged seven people.
I stole 9 cars. No, victim. Oh, victim. Oh, no, no.
Talking about game shows, I like watching them. And my favorite part is the beginning when the contestants come out and, you know, tell you a little bit about themselves. It's like their only real moment. And sometimes they have something interesting to say, and the host never asks a follow-up question. It just kills me. Number one, tell us about yourself.
My name is Eugene. I'm a scientist. I'm very close to isolating a gene. If I'm successful, I'll be able to cure every disease known to man.
All right, ready to spin the wheel? Zonko, or you're gonna hear this. How about you, number two? My name's Toby, and I got a dog. Herman, what kind of dog you have?
That's what my TV says. I'm not sure where they get some of these contestants.
True or false, Pavlov's theory proves inferior beings will respond to a bell. True. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah! I watch too much TV, man. I've been watching these cooking shows. Trying to learn how to cook. Haven't learned anything yet. Hell, anyone would like to cook if everything was already in pre-measured glass bowls. It's a very easy recipe. You just pick this up and you dump this in the pot. Then you grab this. I don't even know what this is, but you slide that in there. I'm gonna get my crayer here to stir this while I drink wine.
I want to see a realistic cooking show.
When we come back, I'm going to spend 20 minutes rummaging through all my drawers trying to find my measuring spoon. You don't want to miss this. And tune in tomorrow when after 45 minutes of preparation, I realize I don't have any eggs.
Teach me that kind of stuff.
And on the cooking shows, there's always a finished one in the oven. Check this out. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Wish it happened in my house. Can't find anything. I got flour all over my face.
There's one in here!
Weird shows. I saw this show about mules and donkeys. I had to watch it. How do you turn that off? And the host said, everyone knows mules have a terrific sense of humor. I'm part of everyone, what, you know. Stupid. So I called a friend up, like at random, you know. Hey, Joey. This is gonna sound like a weird question, but do you know anything about mules?
Well, I just know they have a terrific sense of humor.
I didn't even say goodbye, I just hung up. How does everyone know this? How does anyone know this? And then I realized they must have done a scientific test. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the audacity to make such a claim. They must have tested a mule's sense of humor. They probably put one in a stall. Put a TV monitor in front of them, you know.
And it's a scientific test, so you have to have a control. So they probably start with the Jim Lehrer News Hour. Just make sure he's not laughing all the time. And gradually fade up Caddyshack, you know.
Now this mule has a terrific sense of humor.
A lot of weird shows. Something has to be said about these people who claim to talk to dead people. I mean, that whole thing. You know what I'm talking about. First, I don't want to step on anybody's beliefs, but... Well, here we go. Listen. If you have a personal communication with someone you lost, that's very valid. I'm talking about these people on TV, because they're always doing it in front of a group, which just shoots the rods right through the roof. Did anyone here lose a friend or family member? Or know someone who did? Or hear about something like this on television? You did, in the mezzanine. Yes, I was getting a strong signal. This person passed on recently, 25 years ago. That recently! Then I'm gonna be extra sensitive. Getting an M. The letter M. His name was Bo Ziffer. Mr. Bo Ziffer? He died of natural causes, yes? He was shot in the face by a bazooka, so naturally he'd be dead. I saw a TV show with a pet psychic. Pet psychic. I have to get in on this racket. Something about a bone. Does she have a bowl or a dish? We have all your credit card information? Terrific. Terrific. I was watching this thing on TV about Pluto, former planet Pluto, got kicked out. Wow. How embarrassing. Getting kicked out of that group. How did that go down? Pluto, come on in, have a seat. It's the hardest thing I have to do around here, Pluto. I'm gonna cut right to the quick. You're no longer a planet. Well, the best we can figure, you're just a big nothing. Can I still go around the sun? Feel free. What are you? I'm just a big nothing. What a horrible thing to be told. That was decided by the Planet Definition Committee. It's an actual committee. They get together and, well, you can imagine the wild times.
And they wear their colors, you know, tattoos, born to define. What are they doing? I guess there's a guy with a gavel. Okay, everybody, focus. I know everyone's excited. A lot has happened since last time. Daphne, can you read the current definition of planet? Appreciate that input. But we're in the middle of a TV thing. So I'm gonna back up a second. Daphne, can you read the current definition of planet? I don't know what it is, so I can't do her part. Very good. Not sure what I'm making fun of. I don't even know what it is either. Oh, man. I like space stuff, man. They always say we're looking for intelligent life on other planets. That kills me. They have that qualifying condition on there. We're looking for intelligent life. Like finding any life anywhere wouldn't freak us out totally. We're looking for the more intelligent type. It's like we have found people on Neptune, but be insensitive, but it's like we stepped off the lander. Then turn, there's a bunch of we're from Earth. We're looking for intelligent life. Negative, Houston. Good luck with your hopes and dreams. Grab my hand! Grab my hand! You had 12 people on the moon. Ever since we've done that, you hear about people who get upset about little things in their life. And they blame the fact that we've been on the moon for their problems. As if there's a possible tie-in, you know? Like if their phone cord is all tangled up, they can put a man on the moon. But they can't make a damn phone cord that won't bunch up. They can put a man on the moon! Maybe if we never did that, they'd be happy, huh? Isn't that phone cord driving you crazy? Oh, nah. We haven't even had a man on the moon yet. Why would I let something like this bother me? I think life's a bowl of cherries. I travel with my wife sometimes. We're at a comedy club recently. And sometimes when they introduce you, they play music. You know, you come out to music. And my wife is in the sound booth, and the sound guy asked her, what kind of music does Brian like? And she saw a BG CD. I got nothing against the Bee Gees, but she didn't know why they were asking. So she goes, I think he likes the Bee Gees. Here's the song they picked. Please welcome Brian Regan. More than a
married, but why is it okay to slam husbands on TV commercials? I don't get that. The wife is always out front in the commercial. My husband is so stupid. He's in the back, tangled up in the blind. Do you see what I endure? Why, if he were lying face down, he wouldn't have sense enough to turn his head to breathe. That's why I do his thinking for him. By buying him these muffins. And they're good, too! A tiny, dumb little husband brain. He would have no idea knew anything like that on his own. Men and women, we think differently about some things, you know? That's good. We're equal but different. And I'll give you an example. My wife and I have a good friend who got divorced about 6 months ago, and neither of us had seen him since his divorce. I went golfing with him last week. First time I'd seen him since then. I get back from golf and my wife goes, "How's Gary?" "I don't know." "Oh, I thought you were going golfing with Gary today." "Oh, I did." "And you don't know how he's doing?" "I never really came up." "Did you ask me to ask him that?" "No, I thought maybe you would think to ask him that." "I didn't think of that." "Well, is he dating anyone?" "I know something like that." "Were you two in the same golf cart?" "Yeah." "You're kidding me. You were in the same golf cart for 4 hours and you don't know if he's dating anyone?" "I know he's got a new driver." "That wouldn't come up. How is that possible that would come up?" "At 150 markers right there, you're probably at about 135. Are you dating anyone?" "Hey. Wow. So, what? Grape? Anybody know what that means?" "I know what you're talking about."
Dora.
Dora? Dora the Explorer? Yeah. We have children now. So I watch, my wife and I, we have two beautiful kids. So I watch a lot of Dora the Explorer. That's a good show. I'd probably watch that if I didn't have kids. The Explorer. First of all, did the producers think that rhymes? Dora the Explorer. Maybe that rhymes in the Kennedy household. Put on Dora the Explorer. Other than that, there's a song and Dora the Explorer that absolutely amazes me. And I wish I had been at the pitch meeting where it was approved. So did you get a chance to work on a song? Yeah. Well, I remember now. Yeah, we're working on one. Don't worry about it.
Why don't you go ahead and sing it for us then?
Yeah, okay. Sure, if you want that now. All right, here we go.
I'm the map, 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 I'm the map! I like that twist at the end. It is the map.
Walkie-talkie. Walkie-talkie. I like inventions and stuff, man. Walkie-talkie is one of my favorite things because of what it was named. The walkie-talkie was a military invention. That's true. Usually military stuff has strong names, you know? Apache helicopter. Tomahawk missile. Walkie-talkie. How did that slip through the system? It's a general talking to some guy?
What do you have there, soldier? Well, it's a new communication device. It's untethered, which enables the troops to speak effectively when they're in the field. What's it called? Walkie-talkie! Look, I'm walkie and I'm talking! Now you walkie and talkie, General. I'm walkie and talkie. Are you walkie and talkie?
I like it, soldier. Soldier, let me ask you, what's this explosive device?
The whammy kablammy. And this is the rooty tooty aiming shooty.
You guys are great, man. Thank you all.